Bonjour. Welcome to the Cognac Expert Calendar podcast, hosted by Taylor.
So today I'm very pleased to be joined by Claire Bernays from Cognac Prunier or Maison Prunier. How are you today, Claire?
Oh, I'm great. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure. Who are you and what do you do at Prunier?
My name is Claire Burnaise. I'm part of the Prunier family. I joined the company a few months ago, and I'm in charge of the communication and the US market.
What cognac are we tasting today?
So we are tasting today our 20 years old, coming from the Fambois area.
Now, I understand, or I've heard, that this 20-year-old cognac has a special story. Can you explain, please?
Yes, so it's a special story and really, you know, dear to us because my grandfather tried in 1986, a couple of years ago, tried an eau de vie that we had left in the Oreco cellars. You know, that's where you put the eau de vie and then you can just let them for a few years or more years. And then at the end, you have the certification that it has this age. And he left it for almost 20 years. And when he tried it, he kind of forgot about it. When he tried it, he was like, whoa, this one is magnificent. And he said, I don't want to blend this one. I want to just put it in bottle on his own. And that's what he did. And you have to think that in the 80s, the diversity of the cognac wasn't the same than right now. And mostly you had like, you know, VS, VSOP, XO, Napoleon, this kind of thing, but it wasn't about the age of the cognac, but more about the blends, especially like vintages cognac. It was more in the 19th century, but nothing in the 80s.
So your grandfather was somewhat of a trailblazer by actually bottling an unblended cognac with an age statement.
Exactly. Yeah. And he just did it because he enjoyed it. And he said, yeah, I have to share this with my customers.
So just to be clear, it's not a single barrel cognac. It's a blend of eau de vie that all have 20 years old, correct?
It's a bit tricky because actually the first one was a vintage from 1966. So this is the first 20 years old. And if you have that one, it's really magnificent. And it was coming from few barrels. And when the barrels were over, we decided to put another 20 years old in bottle. So that's why you have the same label. The only thing changing is the information about the bottling, about the cru and the year. It can be one vintage, like the first one, or it can be two vintage, like the one we are trying today. The one we are trying today is two vintages. It's 1994 and 1996 together. Okay. So it's just depending on the tasting, you know. Yeah. If we think one is, you know, better on its own, we put it like this. And if we think the both together are better, we just put the both. But it's three cognac maximum.
This 20-year-old, I mean, based on what you said, it changes from maybe not every year, but one year it'll be maybe from the Petit Champagne and the next it'll be from the Fambois. So even though the look stays the same, it's a different cognac, correct?
Yes, exactly. And only on the label, you have the information of those different, you know, years and cognac. And if you have any question, you can just send us a message and we can tell you anything about it with the bottling date and so.
In terms of distillation, if you know, was distillation done on the lees or without the lees?
So for one of the two, I don't know exactly, but our philosophy at Prunier is that we don't say to our partners, okay, you have to do the distillation with or without lees. We just say, okay, you know your alambic, you know your terroir, so you just do something that you think is best to answer generally in our point of view in the matter.
How much time did this cognac or the two eau de vie spend in new oak and then old oak, if you know?
We don't use any new oak because especially when you age, you know, very old cognac, we are not really super big fan of, you know, the woody taste. So when we use them, we use like, you know, 3-5% maximum. But for those one, it's only old oak. So then old oak, you can have newer old oak and very, very old oak. Okay. So obviously, because it's a 20 years old, that's why we don't put always a vintage. 20 years old is minimum 20 years old of aging.
Is that a Prunier policy across the board? No new oak? Or is it just for the 20 year?
I will say in general, or like I said, you know, no new oak or 3-5% maximum of new oak. Yeah.
Can you discuss or explain the rules and why it's difficult to put an age statement on a label of cognac?
Yeah, it's very difficult, and especially, you know, since a few months and we had controls and stuff. But actually, yeah, it's very difficult because you need to have all the traceability of the cognac since the beginning. So if it's a young cognac, it's a bit easier, but usually the vintages are older. So you need to have all the traceability from the beginning to the end, to the bottling. And so every year, especially for the 20 years old, we have someone who comes really certified by the state, and he comes and he say, okay, it's there, and he checks on everything and he say, okay, that's the vintage. It was there previous year and, you know, the year before, and checks everything. So it's not easy to do vintages, actually. Age statement also, it's not that easy. But at the end, it's something special.
And so getting back to this cognac and how it was aged, are the cellars typically humid or dry or some combination?
So for us, it's always humid cellar. And the two vintages were aged separately until the bottling. So separately in humid cellar.
And it's bottled at, is it 40% alcohol?
Yeah, it's 40% alcohol. So if some of you know Cognac Prunier, I hope so. We've got some cask strength vintages. So all our vintages are cask strength. So sometimes we've got very high degrees. But for the 20 years old, we kind of wanted to do the same thing than my grandfather. You know, my grandfather decided it was 40% for the 20 years old. So we kind of, you know, wanted to follow him on this.
High cask strength cognacs are sort of trendy today, and a lot of people talk negatively about 40%, but can you still give a defense for bottling cognac at 40%?
I totally agree with you. And, you know, it's funny because usually when people try or 20 years old, they say, oh, it's only 40%? Because, you know, it's not because it's 40% that's you cannot have personality. And that's why I like also about the 20 years old. But it's also because we don't add anything, only distilled water. Then, you know, you don't have, you just have the cognac. And especially when you got one or two vintages, even if it's 40%, you can have a great personality. And for me, okay, I love the, you know, cask strength cognac. But for me, if you got the balance, it doesn't matter if it's 40 or 50 or, you know, 54.
So there are no additives added to this 20-year-old, but you do add distilled water, of course. Can you talk a little bit about how the reduction is done? I know it's a little technical.
Yeah, you know, it depends also on the cognac because you have to be careful. If you add all the distilled water at once, it can break the cognac. So you have to be careful and do it, you know, step by step. And then that's also when you can think, oh, this one is good at 47 or this one is good at 43. And you have to do it slowly, step by step. And then, you know, you can stop whenever you want.
And can you just explain where the 20-year-old sits in the range of cognacs?
Yes. So we got like, you know, our VS, VSOP, VSOP Grand Champagne only. Then we got our, I would say, first XO, which is around 15, 18 years old. And then we got the 20 years old right there. And after this, you got our Très Vieille Grand Champagne, which is only Grand Champagne and 40 years old.
So we're at a high level of XO here with the 20-year-old. Now, if we move to a tasting note, how would you describe the nose of this Prunier 20-year-old?
What I like about the nose, and we kind of talked about it, is like it's very expressive, and you got the dry fruits, the orange, kind of the citruses, the beeswax, but also at the same time, you got some spices, you know, so it's very, yeah, complex nose and refined. I mean, if some of you know my father, he always say finesse and this kind of stuff. And that's really the case. You know, that's also what we're looking for in all cognac, especially the 20 years old.
And in terms of flavors on the palate, what can a taster expect?
So I will say, you know, nose and mouth are kind of balanced for me. And you got also the dry fruit, the orange, but maybe also, I would say more spices on the mouth. And you got some tannins, you know, you got the structure. And that's why I'm saying it's 40%, but still you got something very special and you got the structure. So people who think 40% is a bit, you know, too smooth. Yeah, it's smooth in the aromas, but you got also, you know, the balance with the texture of the cognac.
Now, the last question before I let you go, the holiday season is upon us. Many of us are going to be having big family meals. Do you have any personal favorites to enjoy with any pairings with your cognac, either before, during, or after a meal?
Okay, so you know what? The 20 years old, actually, it's not coming from me, but an advice from a sommelier. And he said, oh, you have to try this one with the blue cheese. And I did it, and it's magnificent. So maybe it's not the best pairing for, you know, the holidays, but actually, you have to try it. But I will say more, you know, classical. What I love about the 20 years old is at the end of the meal, it's also a classical digestive cognac, you know, because it's so fresh. It's really what you expect of the digestive. So, yeah.
Yeah, so it doesn't need a pairing, but if you want to pair, go get the
Yeah.
stinkiest blue cheese you can
Oh, yeah.
find and have a good time. Thank you, Claire, for your time. Thank you for your thoughtful responses. I wish you a very happy holidays, and I'll see you again soon in the Charente.
Thank you, and yeah, enjoy your holidays and cheers.
Thank you very much. Au revoir.
Bye
bye. Thank you for listening to the Cognac Expert Calendar podcast. All bottles of this calendar can be found on cognacexpert.com. Tomorrow is another day, another cognac. Au revoir.